Beauty and the Beast by Madame D'Aulnoy. There was once a very rich merchant who had 6 children, 3 boys and 3 girls. He was himself a man of great good sense, and spared no expense for their education. The 3 daughters were all beautiful, but the youngest in particular was so very beautiful that everyone called her the Little Beauty. And the name was always hers, for when she grew up, she was indeed the very loveliest and most beautiful, and nobody called her by any other name. Unfortunately, the older sisters were very jealous of her beauty. This youngest daughter was not only more beautiful than her sisters, but also was better-tempered and nicer. The 2 eldest sisters were snobbish because of their wealth and position. They gave themselves 1,000 airs and would only be seen with persons they considered to be of quality. They went every day to balls, plays, and public walks, and always made fun of their younger sister for spending her time in reading or other useful amusements around the house. As it was well known that these young ladies would have large fortunes, many great merchants wished to have them for wives. But the 2 eldest always answered that for their parts they had no thoughts of marrying anyone below a duke, or an earl at least. Beauty had quite as many offers as her sisters, but she always answered with the greatest politeness that though she was much grateful to her suitors, she would rather live some years longer with her father, as she thought herself too young to marry. It happened that, by some unlucky accident, the merchant suddenly lost all his fortune and had nothing left but a small cottage in the country. He said to his daughters, while the tears ran down his cheeks,
"My children, we must now go and dwell in the cottage, and try to make a living by the labor of our hands, for we have no other means of support."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?